opportunity to speak this morning.
谢谢让我有这样子的一个机会，今天早上可以跟大家来分享。
I appreciate Pastor allowing me this time.
感谢牧师让我有这样子一个时间。
Be praying for Pastor. He is on his way back home now. So.
我们要继续为牧师来祷告。他说的是那个王牧师来祷告，因为他现在还在返程的路上。
So pray that flights and travel will go well for him.
让他可以他的航班可以顺利，然后一切都可以可以很顺利。
We're going to be in Philippians chapter 2.
我们现在要看的是腓立比书第二章。
The last time that I spoke, it was last month.
上一次我讲呢是在上个月了。
We started reading Philippians chapter 2, the first 11 verses.
我们开始了就是腓立比书的前面的半段，就是从第一节到第十一节。
I know everyone remembers, I won't quiz you.
然后我知道每个人都已经很熟悉了这个讲的什么，但是有可能还是会要考大家。
In the first 11 verses, Paul is talking about how we need to have unity.
在前面第十一节里面呢，保罗说我们需要有合一，需要有合一的心智。
Is this mic cutting in and out, or is it?
麦克好像有点问题。
Should I trade? Would that be easier? Okay. Do you want to? Yeah, thank you.Keep going until we get a mic. It's fine. We'll grab one right here. All right. And so Paul is teaching how we need to have the same mind.
保罗提醒我们要需要有心意合一。
And we need to have unity together.
我们需要大家一起来合一。
Thank you so much. All right, this should work. So Paul is addressing us that we should, as a church and as Christians, we should have unity.
保罗在这里说，作为一个教会，作为基督徒，我们需要有合一。
As we learned last month, that to have unity, we must also have humility.
但是我们又上个月有看到，如果我们要合一的话，必须要谦卑。
And then as we continued, we looked at Paul gave this amazing example.The humility of Christ.
然后接着保罗就开始给我们这样子一个令人很惊奇的一个榜样，就是耶稣基督怎么样子来谦卑。
He said how that Christ was willing to make himself a servant.
耶稣基督他愿意来成为仆人的样式。
To sacrifice himself for us.
他为我们来牺牲自己。
Just as we took the Lord's Supper, as we were reminded of this.
就像我们刚才来领圣餐的时候，我们被提醒。
And so as we wrapped up last month, we talked how, yeah, we need to have humility, but unity, but unity and humility are just an overflow of the work God is doing in our life.
就像我们上个月所讲到的，我们需要有这样子的合一，然后合一和这样子的一个谦卑是从神那里而来的，在我们心中可以满意。
When we put on the mind of Christ.
当我们来披戴耶稣的时候。
When we take off the hat that says this is what I want, this is my thoughts.
当我们放下自己头上那顶帽子，上面写着这是我所需要的，这是我想要的。
And we put on and we start thinking how Christ would think.
当我们披戴上耶稣的时候。
And so as we continue, we'll be picking up in verse 12.
所以我们要继续，然后来看第十二节。
So if you would turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
所以我们一起来看腓立比书第二章。第十二节。
And let's go ahead this morning and let's read together from verses 12 to 18.
让我们一起来读，从第十二节读到第十八节。
Feel free to read whichever language you're most comfortable with.
然后你们可以用自己所习惯的语言来读。
Alright, let's start in verse 12. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed,So now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, that you may be blameless and innocent children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me. As we get into it, Paul, where we stopped last month, Paul doesn't just stop in verse 11, but he continues on in verse 12.
我们上个月讲到了十一节，但是保罗没有停留在十一节，而是继续的讲十二节。
Verse 12, it starts with, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling."
十二节写到，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里，更是顺服的，就当恐惧战惊。
So he just gets done writing this amazing example of Christ.
所以他没有只是仅写到耶稣基督这样子一个令人惊奇的一个榜样。
And we're supposed to have the same mind also.
我们也要跟耶稣基督一样有同样的心智。
And then he continues that. Have you ever maybe seen like a really good example of something?
然后他接着写到说，你们有没有看到一个非常好的一个榜样呢？
Maybe it's at work, you've seen somebody that was really successful. They set this like this high bar. They set this really great example.
所以他可能放一个很高的标准，一个很大的一个榜样，说这个真的是很成功。
Or even for parents, for your kids, you might tell the older one to set a good example for the younger one.
甚至做父母的，你可能会要你的最大的孩子说，你要给弟弟妹妹做一个好榜样哦。
Or an athlete, you see how they have accomplished, what they've accomplished, and this example, this bar that they've set.
所以啊，或者是运动员，看到有这样子一个好的一个运动员做出一个好的榜样来。
As much as we enjoy seeing that, it can be frustrating for us, maybe.
我们虽然很多时候想看到这样的榜样，但是成为这样的榜样，很可能让我们很frustrated, 觉得很难做到。
As we see that the bar has been set so high, like I would love to do that, but how could I ever accomplish what that person has?
我们看到这个标准是这么的高，我们很想达到那样的标准，但是却没有办法。
Like I need like even though I have that example, that doesn't mean that I'll just be able to achieve it.
即便我有这样子的榜样，但并不表示我可以达到这样子要高的要求。
I need that part of that person to like be in me, so I can be that athlete, or I can be.Advance in this part of my career, or whatever it is.
我需要他这样子的人可以活在我的生命当中，然后我才可以变成这样好的一个运动员，或者是事业上有这样子的成功。
But we see this example that Christ set.
我们看到耶稣在这里给我们立了一个这样的榜样。
He set the bar extremely high for us.
他把那个标准定得非常非常的高。
And so Paul is saying, "Hey, this is how you need to live."
所以保罗就说，这是你们应该做的。
Just follow the example that Christ has set.
然后要跟随耶稣的榜样。
And that sounds great, right?
这个听上去很不错，是吗？
Like, of course, yeah. I want to be like Christ.
当然，我想要成为像耶稣的样式啦。
And as Paul is gives us, he gives us the how and the hope of how we can do that.
保罗在这里也给了我们希望，让我们看到自己有可能可以做到。
Let's look at verse 12 again.
所以一起来再重新看一下第十二节。
In verse 12 it says, "Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, so now not only is in my presence, but much more in my absence." We'll stop right there.
所以他说，这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们既是常顺服的，不但我在你们那里，就是我如今不在你们那里。
So at first, Paul commends them.
所以开始的时候，保罗就来称赞他们。
You know, and he's rejoicing that they obey in his presence, but also even in his absence.
他很高兴，因为无论保罗在或者是不在，他们都是顺服的。
Our parents, you can completely relate, right?
然后你们如果是做父母的话，非常理解保罗在这里写什么，对不对？
You're glad when your kids obey you when you're there.
你的孩子们顺服你的时候，你在的时候顺服，你很高兴。
But the test is when you're not there.
但是当你不在的时候，考验就来了。
And so when you find out that, maybe not surprising for us, but when you find out that they obeyed, you have more joy.
然后但是你不在的时候你忽然发现、哎、他们还是很顺服，所以你就有更多的喜乐。
So this is kind of what Paul is saying, and he continues on.
所以这就是在这里保罗所说的，他接下来继续讲到。
In the last part of verse 12, he says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
And when he's saying this, when he says, work out your own salvation,with fear and trembling, he's not saying we have to work for our salvation.
他这里说就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。他不是说我们要为自己的救赎来工作。
If we miss everything else in this message, but we get this, this is important.
如果我们就算什么都没有从这里体会到，但是体会到这点，这也是很重要。
Paul's not saying you have to do all this to be saved.
保罗在这里不是说你们要做这些工，让你们可以得救。
Because we know that.Salvation is by faith alone.
因为我们晓得，那个是我们是因信而称义的。
In Ephesians 2:8 and 9.
在以弗所书，第二章，第八节到第九节。
Says, for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing; it is the gift of God, not a result of works, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的。也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
The Bible makes it clear that salvation is completely by faith alone.
所以说救恩是完全是因信而得来的。
And the work that Christ did, not anything that we can do.
这是耶稣的工作，不是我们所能够做的。
So that's justification. That's the moment we get saved, we're justified.
所以这就是称义，在那一刻我们被称义了。
We're made right before God.
是在神的面前。
Another easy way for me to remember is just as if I had never sinned.
另一个对我来说很有帮助，让我记忆的简单的方法就是好像我没有犯罪一样。
Well, what Paul is talking about is sanctification.
但是在保罗他这里说的是关于成圣。
This is the lifelong process of becoming more like Christ.
这是一生之久的一个旅途，让我们可以越来越像耶稣。
Whereas justification is just instantly.
所以说那个称义是一瞬间的事情。
This process that Paul is talking about is a slow, lifelong, sometimes painful process.
保罗在这里所说的这个成圣的过程是一个非常漫长的一生之久的过程，有的时候甚至还很麻烦。
Of yielding ourselves to God.
让我们可以在神的面前屈膝，
allowing God to work in our life to make us more like Him.
让神在我们的心里动工，可以让我们越来越像他。
And so when he uses this, this word work out,
所以他在这里就是说我们是功夫。
We can think of it kind of like if you're in school or work and say there's a math problem and the teacher says, hey, you need to work out this problem.
所以好像就是在我们上学的时候，老师跟我们说我们要去做工，然后来学习怎么样解这道数学题。
Just saying to work it out, walk through the steps to figure out the correct answer.
所以我们要花功夫，然后一步一步的来做成这个题目。
Or at your office tomorrow, something may break and your boss may come in and say, hey, you need to go figure out what this is. You need to work out the issue.
或者说明天你去上班的时候呢，有一些事情有一些东西被打破了，你的老板就过来说你要去想一步一步的怎么样来解决这个问题。
So this is what Paul is saying. He's saying you've already been saved. You're a Christian.
所以保罗就在这里说你是基督徒，已经得救了。
Now you need to work that out. You need to allow God to be working in your life to make you more like Him.
但是你还是要花功夫，让神可以在你的里面做工，使你越来越像他。
Is with fear and trembling, with reverence, with honor, with respect to God.
所以我们要在这里恐惧战惊，然后带着对神的敬畏和敬意来做这样的事情。
And so we see that we want to follow the example of Christ.
我们想要来效法耶稣的榜样。
And God says, "Hey, that let God work in your life. Let God make you more like Him."
所以让神可以在你的生命当中做工，让你来越来越像他。
But for us as humans, it can still be a difficult process.
但是我们作为人，这还是一个非常艰难的一个过程。
But we have hope.
但是我们有希望。
Because we see in verse 13 that it's God's power that helps us to accomplish this.
因为我们在第十三节当中看到，这是神他的大能运行在我们当中。
Verse 13 of Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章第十三节。
It says, "For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for His good pleasure."
因为你们立志行事，都是神在你们心里运行，为要成就他的美意。
This means God doesn't just save us and leave us stranded.
这就是说，神不会说救了我们，然后就让我们走掉。
He sets this example. He sets the bar high and he says, "All right, go figure it out."
他把榜样放在那里，把标准放得那么高，然后说，好，你们自己去想办法吧。
God says to work out your salvation, work out becoming more like Christ, but then he says, but it is God who works in you.
他神让我们来花功夫，然后来做成这样子成圣的功，但是他说是神自己在我们心里面做工。
And so we see that it's God who's going to be our help.
所以神成为我们随时的帮助。
God is the one that's going to be our sustainer, our encourager.
神要成为给我们力量的那一个，然后来鼓励我们的那一个。
So as we move on verse 14.
所以我们继续来看第十四节。
So this previous verse, we see what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be yielding ourselves to become more like Christ.
在前面的几节当中，我们他告诉我们我们需要做什么。我们就是要来做工，然后让自己来更像耶稣。
Which is an everyday, lifelong process.
这是一个每天都要做，然后一生之久的一个功课。
We're going to jump into verse 14.
我们来跳到第十四节。
Verse 14, Paul says, "Do all things without grumbling or disputing."
第十四节讲到，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
Do all things without grumbling or disputing.
凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
I don't know about you guys.
我不晓得你们是怎么样子。
Don't look over at my wife right now.
不要看我的太太。
No, don't look. This is something that I struggle with.
这是我说
daily.
我每天都会做的。
Paul says, don't grumble.
不要抱怨。
Don't complain.
保罗说不要去来抱怨。
Says, don't dispute, don't argue.
不要跟人起争论。
And this actually was kind of a hard one for me as I was putting this together and studying this out this week.
这对我来说是一个很难的功课，这个星期在准备的时候。
Because it was a reminder to me, even as I was preparing, that, hey, God's speaking to me.
就像我在准备的时候，我不时的被提醒，神真的是借着这个经文在对我讲话。
And we see how easy it is, even as Christians, to complain, right?
我们作为基督徒，即便是基督徒，然后也很容易要来抱怨，是不是？
All right, let's be honest. Who complained?We don't have to get too personal. In like the last year.
谁那个
okay,
上、right. 去年有抱怨的。
All right, me too. Mine was like 2 years ago. No, we.
其实我两年前才抱怨过，对吧
？We all complain, right? It could be something big or little.
我们凡是大或者是小事，然后都会抱怨。
It was kind of frustrating this week because even the days, just like the specific days I was preparing for this, things would come up that. That I felt like were good things to complain. Like I was justified in complaining.
然后呢，就在我在准备的那一天呢，然后就有一些事情发生，然后我就觉得我是有合理的理由要来抱怨。
At the beginning of the week, this lady we hired to do some work for us, some paperwork, she didn't do her job, and it potentially cost us some money. So I was like, that's just I can complain, right?
然后呢，就在那个第一天的时候呢，就有一个女士，然后来我们雇了她，然后帮我们来做一些事情。结果他们不但没有做好，还让我们损失了一些钱。所以这个确实是应该抱怨的，是不是
？Yesterday, no joke. I was just about to grab this paper right here and go over it and review it for today.
昨天呢，我正是要把这张纸给拿过来，拿到教会里来，然后再做最后一遍复习。
But I got delayed because our dog went under our back deck.
但是我迟到了，为什么呢？因为我们的狗钻到了我们的deck 那个外面的那个 deck 阳台下面。
And just recently, I had finished putting boards around the deck so nothing could get underneath it.
我才。放了一圈的那个围栏，让它可以不会再钻进去。
Or come out.
或者是出来。
So she dug a hole under the boards.
所以她在那个围栏下面钻了一个洞。
And because we live on a main road and we don't have a fence, so she's on a long chain.
啊，所以呢，我们住在那个主路上面 main 那个 main 道路上面，然后呢，她就是有一条绳子来拴着她。
So she goes under there, and the post that is under the deck, she just wrapped herself around several times.
她就钻到了那个围栏下面那个阳台下面，接着她绕了几圈，把自己缠在了一根柱子上。
So now I have to go get my screw gun and start unscrewing boards, and then like reach under there, and you know it was hot, and I was like sitting in the dirt and getting dirt all over, and the dog's just stuck.
So, 所以我就要把我的那些钻枪拿出来，把那个栅栏，然后卸掉几块木头，然后钻进去，然后到处都是土，所以呢就然后再解救那个狗，然后天气又那么热，对不对
？And so even as I was just about to grab this paper.
所以即便我刚刚我马上就要拿起这张纸
and start reviewing Philippians chapter 2 I was outside kind of grumbling
然后呢准备跟大家讲腓立比书第二章我就在那里抱怨
you know, kind of complaining
就在那里抱怨
and so we see Paul saying hey do all things without grumbling or disputing
所以保罗在这里说你们行事所有的一切事情都不要发怨言
Why is this so important?
为什么这这么重要呢?
As we look all throughout the Bible and we see that when complaining, when grumbling, when murmuring is mentioned,
我们纵看整个圣经，看到有没有那个关于抱怨或者是发怨言的呢?
You know, we think of it kind of just as like this small, like, yeah, it's a sin, but it's just like this small little thing.
我们可能看发怨言的话，可能就是一个小罪吧，是确实是罪，但是应该很小小的。
You know, we kind of put like sins on different shelf, like murdering someone. That's like way on the top. That's bad.
我们可能把罪分成好几类，放在架子上面好几类。可能那个谋杀肯定是大罪了。
But my complaining, that's kind of like on the bottom shelf. In fact, I think we could probably put it underneath the bottom shelf.
但是关于发怨言呢，我觉得它应该在那个架子的最底层，因为它最不重要，或者可能在架子的下面也有可能。
But we see in the Bible that it's not just a small thing to God.
但是我们看圣经的时候呢，发现这对于神来说其实不是一个小罪。
It's a huge thing.
这是一个大罪。
When the children of Israel, we see in the Old Testament.
看以色列人在那个旧约当中。
When they complain.
当他们抱怨的时候。
We see that God wasn't just blowing off like, hey, that's no big deal.
神不只是说不会说这个没有什么。
We won't take the time to go through every time they complain because that would take a really long time.
我们不会他们每次抱怨然后就看这样子，因为这个会要花很多很多的时间。
We see when in the book of Numbers several times we see when they complain, God destroyed a lot of people.
但是我们看到在民数记当中呢，记载着当以色列人抱怨的时候，神就击杀很多的百姓。
In Numbers chapter 14, you want to?
Sorry.在民数记的十四章
you can mark it down and read it later this afternoon.
你们可以把经文给记下来，接着下午的时候自己回去读。
See that this is where God has told them to send in the spies into the land to spy it out.
所以神在那个时候呢，让以色列人派了一些探子去查看迦南地。
And if you know the story, they came back and Joshua and Caleb, the two spies, said, "Oh man, we can take them. God's got this. We'll get in the land that God's given to us."
那些探子回来了以后呢，耶弗尼加勒和约书亚他们说，哦，我们可以完全可以把那个地拿下，没有问题。
But then the other 10 spies, they came back with a bad report.
但是其他的十个探子他们回来以后，报告了很不好的消息。
They said, yeah, the fruits and the vegetables, the food there was good, but they had giants there.
他们说那边的食物，那边的蔬菜水果非常的好，但是他们那边有巨人。
And they, as you can see on the screen in verse 27, they started to grumble and to complain.
所以你就可以在屏幕上面看到那个经文，就说以色列人就开始发怨言了。
They started to doubt God.
他们开始对神怀疑。
And this wasn't just a small thing. This, God, after this, this is when God said, now, all of you that are 20 years old and older, you are going to die here in the wilderness.
所以, 所以这不是一个小事哦。神说，你们所有凡20岁以上的人都将在旷野中倒闭。
For complaining?
是因为就发怨言吗？
This is a big deal to God.
这对神来说是一件大事。
He said, you people who I love, who I took out of slavery in Egypt, because you don't trust me, because you're complaining, you're not even going to enter the promised land.
他说你们这些人我从埃及地把你们带出来因为你们发怨言所以你们没有可能可以到迦南地去。
And on top of that, you and your children are going to wander around in this wilderness for 40 years.
然后我还要更多的惩罚就是你和你的孩子们要在这个旷野当中流荡40年。
The grumbling and complaining isn't just like some meaningless words or attitude.
所以发怨言不光只是你们的态度。
But this is often revealing a lack of faith in God in our own lives.
这是反映了我们在生命当中对神缺乏信心。
This is often doubting God's care, provision, kindness in our life.
这是对神对我们生命有这样子的一个照顾，有这样子的一个供应，我们对他产生了怀疑。
This was on Monday when this person I hired to do a simple job messed up, like.Maybe it cost me a little money, but this was me doubting that God can replace that, that God can take care of that.
所以星期一的时候，我雇了这个人，他可能对我造成了一些经济上的损失，我开始发怨言，但这也是反映了我对于神他是不是真的关心，是不是真的可以来供应我，然后发生了怀疑。
He goes on, the reason we shouldn't do this in verse 15.
所以他说在我们15节当中写，为什么我们不能做这个事情呢？
Says that verse 15 says that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation.
使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
So don't do all things without grumbling or disputing. So you'll be blameless and innocent.
所以凡事都不要发怨言抱怨，然后而是要无可指摘。
Says as a Christian, you are a child of God.
作为基督徒，你就是神的儿女了。
You are God's child.
你是神的儿女啊。
And we read that and we think of it in church, but how many of us on our day-to-day basis we really think of we're a child of God?
我们可能在教会里的时候有很多这样子的感觉，但是在我们日常的生活当中，我们每一天都感觉到我们是神的儿女吗？
And so when the as we get into the end of this verse, when the world sees us, do they see us as a child of God?
当世人看到我们的时候，他们是不是看我们是神的儿女呢？
Even in the way that we talk or complain or we argue, even as Christians with one another.
然后我们就这样子来发抱怨，来互相的争辩。我们即便是基督徒，但是我们看上去还是神的儿女吗？
Says once again that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish, in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation.
我再讲一遍，使你们无可指摘，诚实无伪，在这弯曲悖谬的时代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。
I don't think that we have to pay attention too closely to realize that we live in a world that can be pretty crooked and pretty twisted, pretty dark from sin.
我们可能不需要仔细明辨就可以看出来我们所生活的这个时代真的是一个弯曲悖谬的时代。
Goes on, it says, among whom you shine as lights in the world.
第十五节继续讲到你们显在这世代中好像明光照耀。
It says that you are lights in the world. You, as Christians, we are supposed to shine as the light of Christ in this world.
所以你们就是这世界的光。作为基督徒，我们就要将耶稣的这个光来表现出来，来照耀出来。
And the world's a pretty big place, and we're supposed to get the light of Christ all around the world.
这个世界是很大的，但是我们要将耶稣的光照到整个世界。
Well, let's make it personal and let's break it down to your world, your day-to-day world.
让我们把它割成一些小小的块，变成你自己所处的那个日常的生活当中。
I don't know exactly what your day looks like or where every person works or goes to school or clubs or whatever that you're involved in on a day-to-day basis.
我不知道你们每天的生活是什么样子的，不知道你们去哪里上班，或者是去哪里上学，或者是参加什么样子的协会。
But Paul's saying that you are, you need to shine as lights in your world.
但是保罗在这里说，他说你要像明光照耀在这个世界上。
And when you think of your workplace or, or your school or whatever it is that you are in on a day-to-day basis, you may be the only light of Christ in that place.
当你们想到你们所处的工作环境，或者是学习的环境，或者是日常生活的环境，你可能是那里唯一的一个可以将耶稣的光照出来的光源。
And are we shining that light?
我们是不是有照耀这样的光呢？
And when Paul talks about the verse before that about grumbling and disputing,
当保罗在前一节讲到我们会发怨言、会抱怨的时候，
then that when we are grumbling and when we're arguing with, even with one another,
当我们在抱怨，当我们在和别人争论的时候，甚至在和弟兄姐妹争论的时候，
we're diminishing that light. We're giving that light a bad reputation.
然后我们就在那里给神的光上面抹黑，然后给神的光带来不好的名声。
When we even to maybe our unsaved colleagues or even saved colleagues, when we're complaining, we're always critical, and we're giving them this.Now they can look at us and be like, is that what a child of God is?
或者说，比如说我们在学校里面，不管你是得救还是不得救，当你如果你是得救的话，当你在学校里面抱怨的时候，人们可能会想，你是不是神的儿女呢？
Okay, is there any difference between someone who claims to be a child of God and myself?
作为神的儿女，他自称是神的儿女，他也抱怨，那他和我有什么分别呢？
And so when Paul deals with this attitude and this action of complaining and arguing, saying that you're hurting that light.
所以保罗在这里说，你们在这里要抱怨发怨言的话，你们真的是给神的光来丢脸。
Says you're supposed to be a representation of that light of Christ.
你本来是要做神的光的代表的。
Even in Matthew chapter 5.
在马太福音第五章。
Verses 13.
第五章第十三节。
Matthew 5:13 says, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." Let's read together verse 14, 15, and 16.
让我们一起来读第十三节、十四节和十五节。十四节、十五节。
Says, "You are the light of the world."A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven.
所以保罗在十二节开始写道。
So Paul is saying as he starts in verse 12,
所以保罗在十二节开始写道。
Which is continuing from the beginning of chapter 2.
我们就是从第二章的前面就一直看下来。
Says we need to daily allow God to make us more like Him.
所以我们要每天都爱神，让我们可以多像他一点。
It says that God's going to help you.
Sorry.
God's going to help you. You're not on your own.
神会帮助你，你不是自己来打拼。
But He says, but do all things without grumbling or complaining.
但是他说做所有的事情都是让神在你的心里来带领你做。
So all of this is leading up to something.
所以这一切都要带你到一个地方。
It says, yes, we want to become more like Christ for us.
所以我们要为我们来变得更像耶稣。
Also, as he says, because we are to shine as lights in the world.
但他也说到我们要像光一样照耀在这个世界上。
Why do we need to be lights in the world?
为什么我们要在这个世界上做光呢？
When do you need light?
你什么时候需要光呢？
When it's dark. All right, very good. Yeah, when it's dark. And we live in a world, the Bible says that it's crooked and twisted. It's a dark world with sin. He says, the world needs this light.
所以在世界黑暗的时候我们就需要光。这个世界是弯曲被谬的，所以我们才需要做光。
This light that we have, that we represent,
这个光我们代表它，我们有这样子的光。
But think of in your life.
看你自己的生活。
Are you shining that light?
你是不是发出这样的光呢？
Are people seeing that you're a child of God? Are they seeing that you are becoming like Christ in your life?
所以神是不是人们是不是看到你是神的儿女呢？人们是不是看到你发出耶稣的光呢？
So Paul says, "Among whom you shine as lights in the world."
所以保罗在这里说，这要在这样的世代当中好像明光照耀。
Let's jump into verse 16.
让我们继续来看第十六节。
He just got done saying, shine as lights in the world, and now he says, verse 16, holding fast to the word of life.
十六节当中说到 将生命的道表明出来。
We shine, as lights, as we hold fast to God's word.
所以我们要将这样子光发出来，然后将生命的道表明出来。
This isn't just like loosely holding on to it or following it.
好像就是紧紧的抓住，然后来紧紧的跟随。
He's saying, hold fast, hold tight, don't let go.
他说是要紧紧的抓住，不要放手。
Says we need to read, follow, obey God's word.
我们要阅读，我们要跟随，然后也要顺服神的话。
As we are shining as lights for Him.
就在我们将他的光照耀出来的时候。
Then we see that.As we close, we see that Paul is going to give us another example. With the beginning of the chapter, we see the example of Christ.
所以保罗在这里要给我们另一个榜样。在开始的时候，他给了我们耶稣的榜样。
As he sacrificed willingly himself for us.
耶稣他为我们甘愿的死在十字架上。
We'll see Paul's heart for God and for these Christians that he is writing to.
然后保罗在这里向神也向他写信给的那些基督徒显明了他的心意。
Verse 16 again says, holding fast to the word of life, so that in the day of Christ I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain. Verse 17, even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. Likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me.
所以十六节开始写到，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
So as we look at the importance in the command to allow God to make us more like Him.
所以在这里有这样子的诫命，让我们让神在我们心里动工，让我们越来越像神。
And this can sometimes be difficult for us.
这对我们来说有的时候会很难。
And on our day-to-day life, it can be a struggle.
在我们日常的生活中，可能让我们会有挣扎。
But we see Paul's attitude.
但是我们看到保罗他的态度。
That Hold fast to God's word. It says, so that in the day of Christ, I may be proud that I did not run in vain or labor in vain.
他说你们要紧紧地抓住耶稣，以至于到耶稣的日子的时候，我可以夸我没有空跑。
And Paul said, that word that I gave you from God,
保罗说我从神那里领受的话，
says, hold on to it, follow it.
你们要紧紧地抓住他，要紧紧地跟随他。
Says, that when I see Christ,
所以在我见耶稣的日子，
Says I won't. I'll be proud. I won't be ashamed that I ran or labored in vain.
我就不会感到羞愧，而是会感到骄傲，因为我没有空跑，没有徒劳。
And he's talking from the faith of these Christians here at the Church of Philippi.
所以他看到腓立比教会他们那些信徒所显示出来的信心。
Even if we pose that question back at ourselves, if our life ended now, Christ returned now, Would we be proud of the way that we've run? That we've labored.
我们也可以把这样的问题问自己：当耶稣再来的时候，可能今天就来，我们会不会也有同样的骄傲？我们没有徒劳呢？
We really see Paul's heart right here.
我们也看到保罗在这里他的心志。
Verse 17 says, "Even if I am to be poured out as a drink offering upon the sacrificial offering of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all."
十七节写到。我以你们的信心为贡献的祭物，我若被交奠在其上，也是喜乐，并且与你们众人一同喜乐。
Yes, we look and we're like, you know, I want to be more like Christ.
我们可能说，是啊，我很想要更像耶稣。
I want God to work in my life and in my family's life.
我想要神能够在我的生命当中做工，在我家人的生命当中做工。
And we're thankful that in verse 13 we see that we don't do it on our own. God is going to do it with us.
我们看到十三节说，我们不是靠自己的能力，而是神在我们心中做工。
But then some of us as humans, like me, we're like, I'm willing to do this, and then He says, "Hey, don't complain." And it's like,
然后我们是还是人是不是？然后接着做的时候可能还会抱怨。
Maybe that's just a suggestion.
可能神只是在这里给我们一个建议。
Maybe he left out some words.
神可能在这里给了我们一些话吧。
And we see that Paul was so sold out for God.
在这里，保罗真的是死心塌地的跟随神。
He says that he's even willing to be poured out, to be sacrificed, even for these other Christians.
然后他在这里甚至愿意被当作祭，然后来交在祭坛上面。
And this is important to remember because Paul, these weren't just good words. Like we hear someone give a good speech and we clap, right?
这并不只是一些好像听上去很好的话。
Paul said, I'm willing to sacrifice myself.
保罗说，我愿意把我自己来祭上。
But Paul backed it up by giving his life for Christ.
是啊，保罗在这里愿意把自己的生命献上给耶稣使用。
So these weren't just like just a random statement he threw out to encourage this church.
这并不只是他随便所说的一句话，然后为了要来encourage， 为了要来鼓励那些基督徒们。
He said that I'm willing to sacrifice myself for the faith.
他说：“我愿意为了你们的信心，把我自己交奠上。”
And he closes this section with the I am glad and rejoice with you all.
他在这里结束的时候说：“我要一同喜乐，与你们众人一同喜乐。”
Once again, we see it's Philippians has a theme all throughout of rejoicing. We see that Paul once again is letting us know that joy is not based on outward circumstances.
所以在腓立比书一个一贯的一个主题就是要喜乐，在这里喜乐不是建立在我们周遭的环境上，而是建立在我们内心对神的对基督这样子的一个希望。
So Paul tells the church at Philippi says, likewise, you also should be glad and rejoice with me.
所以保罗对腓立比的基督徒说，你们也要照样喜乐，并且与我一同喜乐。
Allowing God to make us more like Him isn't always going to be an easy process.
我们让神在我们心中做工，使得我们更像他，并不总是很简单的一个过程。
And there may be times of pain.
可能有的时候我们会经历痛苦。
Discomfort.
可能会不方便。
A lot of patience.
需要很多很多的耐心。
But as Paul is saying here, as he is inspired by God, hey, allow God to make you more like Him.
保罗在这里说，你们要让神在你们心中动工，使你们更像他。
He says, "Children of God, shine as lights in your world."
他说，神的儿女，你们要在这个世上做明光照耀。
Our world needs the hope that we have.
这个世界需要我们所有的希望。
They need that the joy that we can find in Christ.
他们需要我们在耶稣里面找到的这样的喜乐。
And so, one, are you allowing God to make you more like Him?
第一，你们是不是有让神在你们心中动工，让你们更像他呢？
I can't answer that for you. That's only you.
我不能替你做这样的回答，这是你自己要做出的回答。
And next, are you shining as lights in your world?
第二个问题就是，你是不是在你的世界当中像明光照耀呢？
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, thank you so much for this day you've given to us.
天父，感谢您将这样子一个美好的一天给我们。
Lord, thank you for your word that we have.
神啊，谢谢您给我们您的话。
Father, thank you for the truths that you've given to us.
父啊，感谢您给我们的真理。
Lord, would you help us to become more like you?
天父，您可不可以帮助我们，让我们更像你？
Lord, you know that we're going to face times of pain and sorrow.
你知道我们将会面对苦难，将会面对忧伤。
And discomfort.
不方便。
Father, would you remind us, encourage us that you're always there with us?
天父，就求您来提醒我们，也鼓励我们，您将永远与我们同在。
Lord, thank you for the work that you want to do in our life.
天父，感谢您在我们生命当中所做的工。
And Lord, thank you that not only did you save us, but you also want to use us to represent you in this world.
天父，感谢您不光只是救了我们，然后也来使用我们来在这个世界当中做您的代表。
Father, would you help us to shine as lights?
天父，就求您来帮助我们像明光般照耀。
Would you remove the sin and distractions in our life that's diminishing your light?
让我们求您可以将我们周遭的所有影响我们让我们远离的那些都去掉，让我们的光不会被减灭。
Father, I want to boldly ask this morning that even this week, would someone in this room, would they be such a bright light for you, Father, that someone would accept you this week as their Savior?
天父，就求您让您的光在这个房间当中照耀，以至于有人在这个房间当中这个星期愿意来接受您做他个人的救主。
Would you bless each person and their family here this morning?
求您可以保守这个人和他的家人。
Be glorified in our lives.
在我们的生命当中被
彰显。In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。